Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. It's great to be back. I'm sorry I ever left you. So it's been a few weeks. It's been a crazy time in the country and in the world as a whole with regards to this election process that happened. And this isn't a political podcast, so I don't know if I'm going to get too much into my thoughts about all of that during this episode, but I kind of wanted to freestyle this a little bit and just reflect on the past few weeks with regards to my role in all of this. So, yeah, these past few weeks I've been quiet. I have been contemplative and just trying to process things. Y'all know me, I like to digest and marinate and stew on some things before I kind of publicize my thoughts on anything, before I leave an opinion or get into any debates or arguments. I have to stew on things for a minute and really just fact check some things. And so I think I had gotten weak. I was weakened a little bit over these past few weeks and not my usual self. Feelings of anger and disappointment, in which we talked about in a prior episode about having expectations, right? So even I'm guilty of that, of having kind of expectations that don't get met, which we all go through those things. And ultimately, I think on where I want to go with this today was just thinking about my role and my responsibility in life and what that means to my larger society. I think I kind of got caught in between these two places of keep doing what you're doing, Darnell, focus on the things that you're focused on, your goals, continue to motivate people, continue to be there for them, continue to strive for excellence. That's why I've been on one side of the coin. And then on this other side, it's this thing of, well, maybe I need to shift gears. Maybe everything that I've been doing is leading me in a direction that I could not have really foreseen. Maybe I should be doing something else with my energy, with my time, with what I bring to the table to use my tools and my resources that I have at this time, but shift them in an entirely different direction if I want to enact the type of impact that I'm looking to have. It may require shifting gears. So I'm stuck between those two places. And then I'm just like, Darnell, what's your role here? What is my responsibility to my community, to my family, to my listeners, to my audience? What is my responsibility to them? Do I tell them everything that I'm thinking and feeling as it happens in the moment? Is that what y'all want to hear? Is that what you all prefer from me? Do you want me to come to you all when I've gotten everything together, when I have practiced as much emotional intelligence as I can muster up, and then hit you with what's going on? Because yeah, that's two different sides of the coin. That's two different versions of me. And so y'all largely, and just my public life as a whole, largely don't see the in the moment version of what this bulletproof hustle life is like, and what it means to try to have a bulletproof hustle mindset and grind and discipline. I think you all largely see the version of me that I feel comfortable publicizing, the version of me that is a little bit more put together, that is a little bit more thought out than that messier side of me, than going through kind of turmoil to what it gets to that process. We all do this to some degree. I think the most evident example is like our life on social media. So we tend to show the version of ourselves that we like people to see, the version that we want people to remember us by, than us showing, okay, what is all of this messy stuff like? Like, what are those boring moments? What are those in-between things? And I don't know, you know, I don't know if we all care to know that much. And you got to keep some things to yourself. You got to have some element of, you know, we champion our privacy, but we also champion the ability to put the version of us out there that we'd like everyone to see. Because, you know, we're worried about how we are perceived. And if I got people looking up to me, I don't want to come off as weakened when they need my strength and stuff right now. And I know that I'm better than that. Bulletproof hustle is about charging forward even when you are weakened or when you're feeling defeated in those moments. And me trying to put, you know, work towards something larger than myself, then it has to be this legacy that is much bigger than me, that is outside of myself. So I said, well, is what I'm doing working? Have I earned the trust of the people? Do I have a platform that is impactful? And, you know, that's to still be determined. That's a thing that is still evolving. And I think we all have to find that balance of, this is the messier version of me and what I think. And then here's the little bit more polished version, the version that you need to see so that you feel like you can go forward, versus me complaining, not doing anybody any good. I think we got to have a balance of both. Like, it's important to be real and to express any frustrations that you have. You know, if you're complaining, but you're just kind of going through some things. And I have to work on that, I feel like. Perhaps I have to show a little bit more of that side. I don't know. But where I've landed on all of this, I think, is that it's my responsibility to be a good person. It's my responsibility to be a man of integrity. It is my responsibility to stand proudly for something versus to be quiet too much, as much as I've been during a large part of my life. I think it's time that I have to speak out on some things. And that's because I have to express my truth rather than think about it too much or be in that kind of that man cave for too much and then come out with my own thoughts. As I start to build a platform, as I've earned your listenership, see, I gotta unveil a little bit more of that side, I feel like, especially if this is about motivating you and kind of getting through any dark times that you may be going through. So I have to do better. And though I will constantly get weakened at times, it's important that I remember that this is much bigger than me. This is about my body of work. And it's about the people that I, the lives that I affect on the way to my deathbed. And if I have a voice, if I have a talent, if I have a skill, if I have a way to share my truths, to share my optimism with you, then it's my duty to do that, or I'm not being me in my full capacity. I'm not being me. I'm not leaning all the way in into who I am. At the same time, like I said, this is not a podcast about politics. It's still a topic that I don't know that well. And I worry about, you know, speaking on things that I don't know too well or having confirmation bias. So I still do got to do some digging. But what I will say to y'all is that I certainly have a newfound interest in the political system here in America, and just going through everything that happened up until where we are today, here in this year, in this new decade. It's important for me to understand these subtleties, I guess, around my living space and living conditions that affected me that I didn't really realize that were there. I feel like, especially as of late, a kind of a wool was lifted from in front of my eyes. Some of us call that becoming woke. I certainly feel like I've became woke, especially throughout the totality of this year, beginning with the pandemic being claimed back in March, on to the protests over the summer, and then on into the fall with these elections. So this thing has constantly evolved all of this year. Things that I'm certainly grateful for, and a new awareness, a heightened awareness that I didn't have prior. So I'm thankful that I'm going through this, because this is what needs to happen. This is going to allow me to lean more into myself. This is going to allow me to be the best possible version of me that I could be, because, again, I'm expressing my truths, but also expressing facts. So I'm looking forward to this journey, this awakening, and going all the way with this thing, because I have to be a person of integrity. And in terms of my responsibility, my role to my people is, or to my listeners, to everybody, to anyone that is in my circumference, my role is to, I think, to be there for people, to practice more empathy, and to kind of revel in that journey of realizing that I'm not always going to be in polished mode like that. But maybe y'all want to see that version a little bit and kind of walk you through how I get through those valleys and get back up to those peaks. It's a process. And I don't know that my way is always the right way of doing things. I've always kind of been a person of just trying to make informed decisions, and someone that's trying to practice emotional intelligence. And that's really hard to do if you are kind of out there all the time, or thinking in real time, or publicizing every single thought that you have. We all got to chill for a minute, and I need to be still with myself sometimes and really, okay, dive deep into what's these onion layers that I'm pulling back? What's really going on beneath the surface? What is really frustrating me at that given time? And when I pull back those layers and realize what it is, I get really honest with myself. And I, you know, it's all clear at that point. And sometimes y'all don't know that process or know what realization I've came to once the process is done with. But if I were to help you all out in terms of on this podcast episode, as you go through, my motivational time. So here we go. If when you are going through any dark times in your life, or you go through your own frustrations, your disappointments, things don't go the way that you want them to go, you feel sidelined, marginalized, disenfranchised, anything, or you feel like your collective goes through these things, it's time for you to get really personal at that point and think about the individual. And what I mean by that is to think about yourself and your place and your role in this and any power that you have that you could exercise. And really peel back those layers and say, what's really frustrating me at this point? And oftentimes it may not be what's at that top layer. You may be disappointed at the outcome of something, but really what is that saying about you? What are you really disappointed about? And check in with yourself. That is what has been working for me. Like I said, I took a brief break on this podcast for a couple weeks to chill for a minute. And I felt like I wasn't really in a place to be recording anything that was going to be certainly inspirational. But then at the same time, as I get to talking and thinking about you all, that all changes, that all goes out the window. So just being straight with you, as I always am. But this is me, and this is, this is a mosaic portrait of a person that has broken elements, but still tries to be here for you and recognize my strength and realize it's not really about me like that. And when I come out of that shell and out of that phase, and I come forth to you with this, then I feel better. I'm empowered. I'm strengthened. And maybe something like that would work for you. So that's why I want to leave you in on this episode. Again, just freestyling a little bit. As usual, I'm trying to leave you with some gems and just be there with you, really. Just walk right beside you and share in the journey. Realize that you're not alone. I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. Y'all know how we do. As usual, shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle. And you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.